Okay, guys, from an injury standpoint, guys that were rest guys yesterday were back, and then with Malcolm Brown, he will not require surgery on that knee, so that's positive news on that front. Derek Carrier was out again today with his hamstring, and Robert was out again today with an illness. So those were the three guys that were not participants in practice. Today, you know, served as a good opportunity, Lindsay, to be able to kind of evaluate really, you know, Lance and Justin. One of those two guys will look to get up. And as far as making that decision, we haven't made that yet, but they both did a good job today.
So I'd assume like a sprain, Malcolm, was that how you
got? Yeah, you know, I think it was a high-grade sprain, though, Rich. So it was something that's going to require a couple weeks. It shows his toughness to be able to kind of push through that. And, of course, only in Malcolm's way, he says, my knee's a little bit sore, and then it shows up. Well, no wonder. So extremely tough player. He's been so reliable for us, too. So that is a big loss, especially when you look at the value that he provides for our special teams unit as well. But it'll call for some guys to step up, and looking forward to seeing who does.
About the running game, obviously you weren't here last year, but there was some questions about kind of the disconnect between Todd and the offensive line at times. And I'm just wondering what you've seen from that this year, maybe even looking back at last year's tape and have you been impressed with that?
Yeah, I think it's always tough unless you're in a building and you know the nuances of what's being asked to ever really comment on anything else schematically. But I think when you talk specifically about what the guys have done this year, teams that run the football efficiently, it takes all 11. And that's not exclusive to, you know, the receivers. They got to compete on the perimeter. We've got guys that have done that consistently. The linemen have to be in sync, tight ends. And then the back's got to be able to press it. And then the quarterback has a role and responsibility as well, especially with the way that we operate in our run game where we might call a couple different runs and we ask them to get into, you know, the right one based on the look that the defense presents. So I think we are running the football pretty well these last couple weeks. There's certainly always areas of improvement, and then I have a role in that as well. You look at some of the tight red zone runs where I put our guys in some bad spots where you take some negative plays with the, you know, some of those lost yardage runs down in the tight red area, and that's where I've got to do a better job for our players and kind of put them in better spots. But I think as a whole, we're continuing to find our identity. The players have embraced that, and clearly Todd's run the football very well. Tavon provides a nice change of pace back for us, and I think when Malcolm's gotten his touches, he's done a really good job too.
Is there anything more in particular that you want to see from Todd in the second half of the season?
I think you want to see him consistently play at a high level. The challenge was, let's see if we can pop off a long run, and he answered that bell right away with a plus 36-yard run on the first play of the game last week, which I thought provided us with a great spark. But, you know, Todd's doing a lot of really good things right now, Miles, as he's playing as a complete back. It's never perfect, and he'll be the first to tell you that, you know, he's got high standards for himself, and so do we for him. So I think you want to see guys just consistently play at a high level and then continue to just clean up the little things. And we've always got to take great care of the football. You know, anytime that you touch it as many times as he does specifically, got to make sure we're doing a great job with our ball security, especially in all those contact and traffic areas where he is carrying it.
Sean, we saw a couple of new plays from you last week. Coming out of a bye probably helped that. But are you constantly doing that? Are you constantly thinking of, you know, little tweaks, new plays? Are you a guy who, like, jots on a napkin or that sort of thing?
Yeah, I don't know about jotting on a napkin, but I probably have no life outside of football. So, you know, you're kind of thinking of new ways to try to put our players in good spots. And I think what the bye provides is an opportunity to really look closely at yourself and then also kind of think about what are some things that we've done that can kind of play off of each other. And then we've got very capable players that can do a lot of the things that we're asking them to do. And when you have that, it makes it fun as an offensive coaching staff to kind of find creative ways to do some different things that fit within the framework of our system. And we'll always kind of try to make tweaks and things, but not like we don't want to lose sight of the foundation of our offense where you still do have an identity. But I think being able to throw in a couple things here and there that forces a defense to prepare for it and not know when it's coming is something that we always want to try to do offensively.
How would you describe the way the offensive identity right now?
Yeah, I think it's ever evolving, but I think what you try to see for us is a marriage between our run and pass game, especially with the play actions and the movements off of that. Want to be able to change the launch point. Want to be able to have, you know, I think you always hear about defenses talk about make them earn every blade of grass. And I think our role as an offense is to make them defend every blade of grass. And that's, you know, using the field horizontally in the run game and then in the pass game using it horizontally and vertically. And we've got the players to distribute the field the right way. And we've got the players to be able to do some different things in the run game. But it's always, you know, something that is a great challenge for us, especially going in, playing a very good defense like what the Texans present in terms of the scheme, the players, and the coaching. So we're looking forward to it, but we've got to be at our best if we're going to play well on Sunday.
You're learning the personality of your team. Has the personality of the team changed the way that you may call the game as the year has gone on, or have they changed according to your personality, or is it both?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. You know, I think good coaches always fit their schemes to their personnel, and you know, we've got a lot of players that can do a lot of different things. I think it is ever evolving when you look at the ways that we want to put our players in spots to do the things that they do best, and that's what you know, the constant challenge is. We've got a lot of guys that really aren't limited in terms of what they can do. But I think you always want to adjust to your players, and I think you want to keep a consistent approach. You know, you certainly always have a foundation in terms of how you want to operate offensively, where, you know, what are those schemes and some of those different things that you can kind of hang your hat on. But you've always got to evolve and adapt and adjust and find ways to, you know, be creative, but also, you know, it's most importantly, this is a player's game. And I think we always want to be mindful of that and not lose sight of that. And when you have the personnel that we do, both up front at the skill positions, quarterback, running back, it provides a great opportunity for us to be able to, you know, continue to try to evolve and find ways to put good players in good spots. All right. Thanks, guys.